RNZ Pacific. Kia ora nā, I'm Maritele Epitela with a bulletin of news. Nauru's president has told the United Nations General Assembly that Taiwan should be able to participate fully in the UN and World Health Organization. Speaking on the global pandemic response, Lainoa Angumea said Taiwan and other partners had given great support to Nauru to help it remain COVID-19 free. He urged the UN to ensure Taiwan's people enjoy the same rights as those of other nations.
The United Nations must live up to its ideals of universality and equality, respecting the worth of every individual. Taiwan is an important partner in the global response to this pandemic, and its exemplary response to the global pandemic should not be ignored. Taiwan is ready to share their experience and aspire to do so by joining the World Health Assembly.
China continues to oppose Taiwan's involvement as an equal partner at the UN or WHO. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has said his country has banned deep-sea mining in its waters. It's a step further than the Fiji government's previous call for a moratorium on seabed mining activities. There's great interest among advocates of the fledgling sector in the polymetallic nodules found on parts of the deepest seabed in the Pacific. While several Pacific countries have granted exploration licenses, Mr. Bainimarama outlined Fiji's position at the New Deal for Nature conference in New York.
Humanity is not above nature. We are a part of it. And the arrogance of thinking otherwise is costing us dearly. Fiji is committed to the 100% sustainable management of the ocean, with 30% declared as marine protected areas. We have banned deep seabed mining in Fijian waters.
Mr. Bainimarama is due to speak at the UN General Assembly this weekend. In Fiji, 93 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in the community. This takes the total number of cases to about 13,000. The government also confirmed one death in the last 24 hours. A 73-year-old Suva woman died at home on September the 22nd. The death toll now stands at 584, with 582 of them from the latest outbreak that began in April this year. Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Efremi Wanganaumbete, says over 400 COVID patients have died, but their deaths were caused by pre-existing medical conditions and not COVID-19.
This is discussed between the physicians, the doctors, the specialists from the certain areas, including bringing out the medical records. So they then sit down with the medical history that's at present, they discuss the history, and then they make the decision whether the person died from COVID or died with COVID.
There are 111 severe COVID-19 patients in hospital, 12 in critical condition. Cook Islands businesses are finding New Zealand's second round of lockdown much harder. Tourism makes up at least 65% of the island's GDP, and some businesses aren't sure they can make it till November if the travel bubble even opens by then. President of the Tourism Council and hotel owner Liana Scott says the Cook Islands government hasn't provided as much financial support to businesses compared to last year.
The restaurants are eerily quiet. It's actually really tough, and I don't know why, but it seems tougher this time than last time. Pretty diabolical, and it's quite a scary, unknown future here in the Cooks for businesses.
She says there's a sense of urgency in getting tourists back in Rarotonga. Vaccinations are underway at three pop-up events for the Pacifica community in Auckland. The drive-through sites are all in Mangere, the Kuki Airani or Cook Island Clinic at Achi Hall, and a Vaccinate Newware event on Robinson Road are open until 4:30. The Vaccination for Samoa event is in Mangere Town Centre, and that's due to open until 6:00. Turuki Healthcare GP Dr. Monica Leva encourages people to get vaccinated like they have done in the Pacific Islands.
The vaccination rates in these three islands are very high, almost 100% of their eligible population. And so we need to come together as a community to increase our vaccination rates to better protect ourselves, our family.
Anyone can get a vaccine at the events without an appointment. The head of Australia's COVID-19 vaccination rollout has reassured state governments they will receive all the Pfizer doses they were promised for October. Victoria and the ACT had flagged concerns about Pfizer supplies for next month, indicating earlier this week they may not have yet received certainty on next month's delivery schedule. But the head of the federal government's vaccine task force, Lieutenant General John Fruin, says the company had confirmed what was coming. The company had delayed providing supply information because of global distribution issues. The Taliban will resume executions and the amputation of hands for criminals in a return to their harsh version of Islamic justice. Mullah Nuruddin Turabi, a veteran leader of the hardline Islamist group who was in charge of justice during its previous period in power, says the punishments may not occur in public this time. The BBC's Anra Bahsan Ifayrajan reports.
The former head of the Taliban's notorious religious police said cutting off hands had a strong deterrent effect and was good for security. Mullah Nuruddin Turabi dismissed outrage over past public executions, saying no one could dictate to the Taliban what their laws should be. Earlier, the Taliban's acting defense minister, Mullah Mohammad Yaqub, rebuked Islamist fighters for carrying out unauthorized killings. He said, following a general amnesty, no Taliban member had the right to take revenge on anyone.
Germany's political parties are holding their last main rallies today ahead of Sunday's elections. Opinion surveys indicate that voters see climate and the environment as the biggest issue of concern, with huge rallies taking place across Germany. The BBC's Jenny Hill is in Berlin.
There must be tens of thousands of people, many of them young people, walking, marching through the city centre. It's all very colourful, people dressed up. You know, I've seen a couple of penguins going past, all of them lifting up homemade banners with things like "Grandma, what's a snowman?" or "Vote for our future, not for your money." There's no doubting, you know, the strength of feeling amongst particularly Germany's young people when it comes to climate change. And of course, they've timed this demonstration very well indeed, because in just 2 days' time, Germans go to the polls in a general election.
In sport, former All Blacks and Wallabies skills coach Mick Byrne has been appointed as the new head coach of the Fijian Ndrua to compete in the inaugural Super Rugby Pacific competition in 2022. Byrne's experience coaching internationally expands over a 23-year period, which includes 2 Rugby World Cups, 5 Tri Nations titles, 5 rugby championships and 11 Bledisloe Cups with the All Blacks. He was the assistant skills coach for the All Blacks, the Wallabies, Japan and Scotland. He was also the assistant coach for the Auckland Blues from 2012 to 2014. Interim CEO Brian Thorburn says Byrne's credentials are globally recognised and he's a wonderful addition to Fiji's rugby's first professional Super Rugby club.
He's an incredible acquisition for us. We're very confident in his capacity and we wish him very, very well as he launches into this new phase of his career.
The Fijian Ndrua will be based in Australia for its inaugural season in Super Rugby and are scheduled to arrive in mid-October. The New Zealand Warriors have teamed up with Vodafone to encourage New Zealanders to get vaccinated, with particular focus on their Māori and Pacifica fan base. For the last 2 seasons, COVID-19 has trapped the Warriors in Australia, and Warriors General Manager for Commercial, Glenn Glitchy, says that the more people are vaccinated, the sooner the boys can be playing in Aotearoa, New Zealand again.
For us, it's a really big push to... Yeah, the more people can get vaccinated, the sooner we can get our boys back to playing at Mount Smart.
Glenn Crouchley says a high proportion of fans fit within the targeted demographic for needing to get vaccinated, and the team wants to play their part and support the Get Vaccinated New Zealand message. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.